This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, what do you think the split is with the Shador Sanders fans, Shador first fans?
Should I just open up the phones? 216-474-0092. What would you do? Or would you be open to him playing? Would you be upset? What would you do? Because I've said, I go, they will turn the TV off. They will not come.
And obviously,
there will
your
be people
season,
come to the Browns games, but they're not
so
going to.
I will say this. Isn't your season obviously in disarray
clearly,
if Watson were to play?
Yes, yes.
So would there be any curiosity? Be like, all right, well, we saw this group with Flacco. Let's say he got injured. I'm just coming up with a formula. Or maybe it was four games and out. Okay, then they went to Dylan Gabriel. And maybe let's just say his body, he just couldn't take the contact, and then he's out. All right, Shador tries it. Let's just say not ready still. Maybe he needed to sit out the whole year.
No, don't say that.
And
come
then they're
on.
Like, all right, well, I'm just giving you a crazy scenario, and their record could, maybe they're sitting on one win or something at that point. Okay. And they're like, well, Deshaun's getting paid. He's ready to go. The players' union's going to have a problem if we don't put him out there. Or whatever. I don't know. I'm just coming up with a ridiculous formula. And then he goes out there and plays, or we know he's going to play. Are fans going to be like, well, okay, I'm just not watching this? Probably. Mm-hmm. I think a lot would. But wouldn't there also be a morbid curiosity? All right, we've seen three guys, and then Kevin Stefanski, remember his reputation's on the line at some point.
I don't. I think that there's a curiosity about Shador and certainly Dylan Gabriel. Certainly Shador and Dylan Gabriel. And Joe Flacco, I don't think there is for Deshaun Watson. Anthony, you know it and I know it. We know by the interest in the shows over these last 3 years. I mean, call it what it is. You guys don't want to see him. When things had a chance to look okay, there was like a little flicker of people who kind of wanted to get in on it. When the wheels came off, no. You don't like talking about him. You don't care for him.
Kenny, I also know how fickle fans can be. How it can just take a couple of first downs.
And I'm going to tell you right now.
A couple of scoring drives.
They're all fickle, and they're all going to say,
couple of scrambles.
We ain't going to get fooled again. They're going to talk themselves into, and probably rightfully so, they're going to talk themselves into all those quarterbacks I talked about. They're already getting ready for Kate Klubnik versus Garrett Nussmeier.
The
they're already
Deshaun
getting ready for Drew Aller versus said, Julian Sain, even though Julian Sain ain't coming out. But you get what I'm pointing at? That's what they're getting ready for.
Again. Who's he fooled? He didn't even have, he had half a football against Baltimore.
They're not going to go, well, he counts it so much against the cap if we let him go. We can't let him go. No, they're not going to do that. They're going to go, that's your guys' fault, not ours. They don't want to see him again. And frankly, I don't think it's my own personal opinion. He don't want to be here. The only reason he wants to be here this year is so maybe he gets the chance to put something on tape to show somebody else so he can continue to get his guaranteed money. Stop looking at the YouTube chat. And then he can go ahead and he can collect his money and play somewhere else and then stick it to all of us that he still has it or whatever. He don't want to be here. And the fans don't want him out there. Shador Sanders every day, all day, well, every single possible way before him. Same with Dylan, same with Joe. Call Kenny Pickett back. Somebody wrote P.J. Walker, sign him.
Oh, yes.
They'd rather see Tyler Huntley come back. But the Browns, we have to always be careful. in certain senses. The Browns have to be really careful because there is a players union here, and you can't just deny him the right to be with the team. You can't do the play now thing and say that you're not welcome in the building. He has the right to be there. Go ahead and give him the right to be there. That's fine. And I don't think, by the way, I don't think he's sitting there wringing his hands like an evil villain and putting in bad ideas for Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. I don't think that because I know that there has definitely got to be language in that contract about being able to get out of that contract due to player conduct or due to actions detrimental to the team. He knows that. So what he's going to do, he's going to be at every single thing he's supposed to
be
at.
That's what
I wondered. He's going to be a good teammate. He's going to go through that. He's going to be a good teammate and be a good guy with this football team until the bitter end, and that's the way it's going to be. And on the Browns' end of things, they're going to say good things about him, and they're going to say how hard he's working, and maybe they will put him out there on the field. Maybe they're going to do it. But I don't think they're going to do it.
Like, is he going to be in quarterback meetings? Is he going to be out there trying to answer questions for the young rookies and work with them? Like, what is this going to look like?
He's going to do everything he can to look like he should be a guy that's picked up by another team in 2026. How old is he? Is he 30? Is he 30?
He's got to be right around, right?
He might still be 29.
He's 29.
He's 29 years old. When's he turn 30, Mitch?
On September 14th.
So, okay, so he turns 30. He turns 30 this season, right? Next month. So he turns 30 in less than a month. He's 30 years old. He'll be 31 years old. I mean, the way he's looking at it, he probably still thinks he has 10 years left to go in this league if he really wants it. But if he knows, if he goes out there and he shows his ass and acts like a goof, then he doesn't get his money because they can try to avoid that. And then he ain't going to get picked up by anybody else because they ain't going to want the problems. So he can go and do all the right things, and then we can split this because I don't care about his money. It ain't my money. And the Browns, hey, you got money falling out of your pockets. Pay him. You took the hit. It's the way it went. It's a bad chapter in the history. We try to move forward. That's the way this goes. That's the best case. I thought last year at the like in January and stuff when he got hurt again. I go, okay, this is injury settlement time. This is all. And hey, they may be. You may get to after the first month of the season. They go, you know, it's not going the way we thought it was going to go, and we're going to have to put him on IR, and then that's going to be the end of it. Okay, but at the same point, he's going to think, you know what, I don't want my career to end like this, and he may not be agreeable to something like that. So there might be second opinions and all the other stuff that gets into it. Now, that's all pure speculation. But I know, hey, man, what the Browns may want and what he may want is going to be different from the fans because I don't think this poll is going to change anytime soon.
No, no.
I think it's going to be so drastically against him playing.
Well, and if any of these guys actually play well, it'll just get to 100%.
Oh, well, if any of these guys play well, you ain't got to worry about it. Because then you can absolutely look everybody dead in the eye and go, Dillon Gabriel, Shedeur, Joe Flacco, et cetera, give us a better chance to win than we believe the quarterback coming back with the injury. We are working because if you're Kevin Stefanski, say, God forbid, you're 9-whatever and Joe Flacco goes down in a fantasy here. Say you have a good record and Joe goes down. And Deshaun's an active quarterback now. And you can go, we have a system here. These guys have learned this system. It's a different system than what Deshaun's been running over the last couple of years. We feel more comfortable right now. Because if I was sitting there talking about talent, who do I think is the more naturally talented quarterback? Is it Shedeur Sanders or is it Dillon Gabriel? Answer that.
Yeah, I thought Shedeur.
Okay, so who's the more naturally talented quarterback out of the three? Is it Shedeur Sanders, Dillon Gabriel, or Deshaun Watson?
You know me.
You're going to say Deshaun Watson.
I thought Deshaun was a top-five quarterback at one point.
And you know what? I have to agree with you and say Deshaun Watson.
He's looked like a bottom
That's not what I want to say. It's what I have to say because it's the truth, Tone. So you know what I say then to that if I'm Kevin Stefanski? He may be the more talented. Is he the most ready to help us win? Because that's the same damn argument I gave everybody when it came to Deshaun Kizer. He may be the most talented quarterback in that room. He ain't the most ready to win, and he sure as hell wasn't. Now, there were other factors there, but he wasn't the most ready to win. And you could look at it and go, Dillon Gabriel has practiced with this team. He's got the reps now. We are ready to go with Dillon. He knows the offensive system. We can't go changing around our offense. It's irresponsible to the rest of our football team. We're going to roll with Dillon. We're going to see where it's going to go. And then if Dillon goes out there and flops, you got another set of questions you have to answer there. But you can at least stave it off for a little while. Because, again, you do have veterans that you have to answer to, and if Dylan's out there and he looks like he does not know what he's doing and he's afraid, well, then you're going to have guys going, hey, get this out of here. Come on. We wanted to make the playoffs. Let's go. It ain't going to be perfect, but that's the way you can see it. But everybody's got to be nice to each other here. Everybody's got to be kumbaya between the Browns and him. He wants his money. He's got to be nice. They don't want to have to pay the fiddler on that because, remember, he has the most powerful agent in the NFL. And if they don't want to be beholden to that with other clients that he has, because, again, he's the most powerful agent in the NFL, everybody's got to be nice.
They're all playing the game.
216-474-0092. Greg and Kent, you're next up on the Fan.
Anthony, Ken, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Greg. Not much. Go right on ahead. Got Phil Steele at 920.
Hey, if we go off the rails, say we're 1-9, all right. I'm all about putting Deshaun in.
Ooh.
I hope he rips off. He's going to come in, just rip off a bunch of wins, win out the season, and then we can just trade his ass. Trade him, get whatever we can get that contract out of here, and then we can start a rebuild. That's what I, if we're at 1-9, that's what I hope happens. Thank
well,
you, guys.
You know, Greg, that's a hell of a thing, because if he goes out there and he plays that well for this football team and they finish with a decent enough record, would even I kick around keeping him around?
Ooh.
I got Myles Garrett. I got Denzel. I got veterans on that team. Am I ready for a complete rebuild? Of course, when am I going to see a draft class like this again with rookies? Dave and Akron, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Dave. Go right on ahead.
So, honestly, if the season ends up tanking, and let's pretend that our offensive line is, like, paper thin, if it's, like, a game of attrition and we're putting out rookies that just kind of get banged up versus Deshaun Watson and he just takes hits every day, make him earn his money. Honestly, that's the only reason I'd like to see him, is if we're going to end up hurting Shadur or hurting Dylan Gabriel, put him out there, earn the money. That's how I feel about it.
Thanks. You know, Dave, that's a hell of a thought, but I don't want to look at it that way, because I say a hell of a thought because it's an interesting thought, not because I want it that way, because I don't want to use the guy as a tackling dummy. I don't want to use any of the quarterbacks as a tackling dummy. When I put Dylan Gabriel and Shadur Sanders out there, I want to see what they got. I want to see if I can keep them around. I want to see if they can compete for the job next year or compete for the job down the line, or I can turn them into a tradable commodity down the line. I mean, good God, if you do take Shadur Sanders and turn him into a fourth-round pick, okay, that's a win. If I take Dylan Gabriel and I turn him into any modicum of a pick, considering I think he was overdrafted, I think that was a win. I think Dylan Gabriel could probably have a 7 or 8 year career as a backup in this league, probably because Colt McCoy. If I could turn them, that might be maybe not a win, but something that's better for it. I mean, I can use the quarterbacks as currency. As Andrew Berry has said before, quarterbacks are currency in this league. But I would rather put them out there. I don't want to put them out there just because, well, they're going to get beat up and that's going to be the end of it. I don't wish that on anybody. At Phil Steele 0042 on Twitter.
If anything, Phil Steele should be on one of these shows.
Boy, that's a hell of a thing. He's appearing on the Fan Hotline. The great Phil Steele joins us. Local guy, by the way. Local. Who'd have thought that the guru of college football is based in the cradle of professional football in Northeast Ohio? But here's Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're doing wonderful. We hope you're doing the same. First, let me ask, how hard has it been over these last couple years with NIL, you know, the spring portal, the fall portal and everything, to kind of get it right and to get everything ready for your preview?
Well, I tell you, it makes the last month and a half of the magazine a lot more difficult with that second spring portal. And in fact, you know what's really interesting this year was the amount of players that entered or signed with the team in the winter and then left after spring was over, and then trying to cram in 136 coaches' calls all in the month of May after the second spring portal closes at the end of April makes it really tough, because the calls last about an hour apiece. I go over every player on the team, every position with the coaches, and it's made it a lot more difficult, I'll tell you that much. I like the coaches. Both want a single portal. Let's do that this year.
Wouldn't that be great if they call it the Phil Steele rule and everybody comes to understanding, like, this magazine needs to take precedence.
I hate the second portal, Phil. I'm with you. The Ohio State, Texas coming up on Saturday. I think some people are saying some hot take stuff about Arch Manning. I think he's going to end up being a really good prospect. Obviously, we don't know about his future, the draft, coming back, this, that, and the other. Who would you give the edge in this game to? Because you got a lot of returning guys from Texas, even though the wide receiver room is new. Ohio State, you still have Jeremiah Smith. Who do you like?
Well, I like Texas's defense. I think I rate Texas's defense number one in the country, led by Anthony Hill at linebacker. They are absolutely loaded across the board. Now, if you have a question mark with Texas, it's the offensive line. They lose four starters off the O-line. And you mentioned Arch Manning. You know, for Arch Manning to live up to his hype, he'd have to have like 60 touchdown passes, two interceptions this year. That's not going to happen, but he should be one of the better quarterbacks. But, you know, can you hit it on the head? He lost his top three receivers from last year. I like the replacements, DeAndre Moore, Ryan Wingo. But offensively, I'm going to give the edge to Ohio State. So offense, Ohio State, defense goes to Texas. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game, a defensive battle, because you've got two young quarterbacks going against two really good defenses. So I'm looking for a low scoring game here. The total 48. I like the under in this one.
I like it too, because, you know, this is a weird game where there's no looking over opponent. And I think it's much easier for a team that's coming off a national championship to turn right around and get ready for their season against a top notch team like Texas. I don't think there's any sort of overlooking. I don't think there's going to be much sloppiness as opposed to where it would be with a different opponent.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the amazing thing here, you got 26 players off last year's matchup gone to the NFL. That's a ridiculous amount of players from two teams going. So I think it's going to be a great game. But the bottom line is, no matter who loses this game, it's really not going to affect them. I think both teams will easily make the playoffs this year.
So when you talked to Ryan Day, did you get a vibe about Julian saying, obviously there was a, quote, quarterback competition, but at the same time, most in Columbus that were there reporting on the team, they never really thought it was going to be anybody other than Julian Sain.
Well, interestingly, I talked to, I think this year I talked to 126 of the 136 head coaches, did not get a chance to connect with Ryan Day, so didn't talk to him specifically, but I felt it was going to be Julian Sain all along. You know, the process, they said it was a battle, and I had question marks on that. You just pretty much saw it was going to be Sain all along.
I got to be honest here, Phil. I'm a little upset by this.
Yeah, I'm a little miffed at Ryan Day. What's Ryan Day so busy for? Either way, you don't.
Do you want to power
that.
Rank the coaches you didn't talk to for
no,
the show?
No,
we do a power rank. Anyway,
No.
I want to get to the running back room. And look, last year it was Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. And imagine having both those guys. You saw where they were drafted in the NFL. Now, typically, as we know, Ohio State at every position, and yes, running back, they are able to reload. In this case, have they done that?
I don't think they're as strong as last year's group of running backs. I mean, Judkins and Henderson were two very special running backs. I do like James Peoples and C.J. Donaldson coming in from West Virginia. They've got Bo Jackson, the true freshman, coming in. So there's talent there, but not as experienced. And those two guys last year, Judkins and Henderson, both NFL-ready dudes, I don't think they have that this year. So I'm going to say the running back corps is down a little bit off last year's squad.
Who's a team that could vie for a national championship that we're not talking about that's out of the common threats?
I would, you know, one real surprise team this year, and I don't know if they'd combine challenge for a national championship, but to make the playoffs would be Oklahoma. Keep your eyes on them this year. Oklahoma had a really good defense last year. Offensively, they struggled, but they had zero returning starters on the O-line. They were down their top five receivers due to injury. This year, they're vastly improved on offense, more veteran offensive line, much upgraded receiving core. They bring in a quarterback from Washington State, and they also add in Jaden Ott at running back. I think Oklahoma's got a chance to go from 6-7 to making the playoffs this year. But, you know, my top contenders for the national title, you have to put Penn State up there. They have what Ohio State and Michigan had the last 2 years, which is a veteran squad, a homegrown team. In other words, the players came in as freshmen. They're now seniors. They address their one area of weakness, which is wide receiver, picking up three big transfers. But they have a ton of players turned down the NFL, much like Ohio State had last year, much like Michigan had the year before. They only lost five players to the draft. I think this is the year Penn State breaks through. And then the other main contender I would put up there, watch Clemson this year. You know, Clemson, they got Kate Klubnik back at QB. He's got my number two receiver core in the country, number two offensive line in the country. And defensively last year, they allowed 374 yards per game, which is really unusual for Clemson. But there's just too much NFL talent on the defensive side of the ball. Plus, they bring in Tom Allen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Allen, the defense coordinator from Penn State. Tom Allen's got their defense playing better. I've got Clemson and Penn State probably as the top two teams in the country this year.
You did have a passing reference to Oklahoma, and they get a chance to host Michigan coming up in 9 days. Are you as confident as Michigan fans, my boss, some boosters, too many people in my life about Bryce Underwood?
You know, I think Bryce Underwood's going to have a good year, but you know, look at what, like Dylan Raiola for Nebraska last year, a true freshman coming in, a lot of talent, very highly rated, and he had his ups and he had his downs. You're going to have that with the Bryce Underwood. And the thing that I would question with Bryce Underwood this year is the fact that he's got three really tough road games in the first half of the season. Now, that's when you're still going through the learning curve. He's got to play Oklahoma week two, Nebraska week four, and I think Nebraska could be a sneaky potential playoff team coming out of the Big Ten. I believe in the Big Ten this year, the three teams that clearly make the playoff are Penn State, Oregon, and Ohio State. But the fourth team is up in the air, and Nebraska is one of those. So that's a tough road test. And they also have to play USC on the road. And USC probably has the best defense that Lincoln Riley has had, maybe in his coaching tenure. Danton Lynn's doing a great job as DC. So having those three road games early in his career, we may see some ups and downs for Underwood, but I think he's going to be an eventual star in college football.
Doggone it, Phil. I was going to ask you about Nebraska and maybe that Dylan Raiola might take on have a tough season because defensively, you know, they lose their D coordinator and he goes to Florida State, which is a bad football team after last year. And I'm going, man, you don't usually leave a situation like Nebraska, which is on its way up for something that's lower, unless you know that they're not going to be as good in your department of where it is.
Well, they lose Hutmaker and Robinson, two outstanding defensive tackles from last year's squad. But overall, I like the back seven on defense. Offensively, this is a really good offensive line. It's going to be one of the strengths of the team. They've got an upgraded receiving core. They bring in Dane Key from Kentucky. They bring in Isaiah Hunter from Cal, and I think those two are going to make Dylan Raiola an even better quarterback. And once Dana Holgorsen took over as the offensive coordinator last year, all of a sudden Emmett Johnson emerged. He had 528 yards rushing the last four games. So I think they're going to have a potent offense with Holgorsen. Defensively, they're going to be good, but they've got a great schedule this year, Ken. You know, they host Michigan, but when you look at the most of the big boys, they don't have to play Ohio State this year. They don't play Indiana. They don't play Illinois. So they miss a lot of the big boys in the Big Ten, and they get teams like Michigan at home. So I think Nebraska is a dangerous team this year.
All right, obviously the last 2 years, the Big Ten has finally been able to ascend, win some national championships. When you look at the SEC versus the Big Ten, and obviously these conferences are nothing like they used to be, is it more even than it's ever been, or do you think the SEC still has, you know, the big edge because of their totality of teams?
Yeah, I think the two teams are, or the two conferences are very close. And there's clearly, you know, they talk about a power four. It's really a power two. It's a Big Ten and the SEC and then everyone else. You know, the ACC and the Big 12 pale in comparison. I think, though, that the SEC might be a little bit deeper of a conference. And let's look at the teams that I've got picked 10th in the conference. In the SEC, it's South Carolina. South Carolina was nearly a playoff team last year. They've got their quarterback back in Lenora Sellers, and they're picked very highly in the SEC, but I've got them 10th. Meanwhile, in the Big Ten, I've got Minnesota, and while P.J. Fleck does a great job, he doesn't quite have the talent to be contending for the Big Ten title this year. So I think when you look at the overall depth, I'd give it to the SEC. At the end of the year, you might see, once again, more Big Ten teams with the 10-11 wins because the Big Ten doesn't have quite the depth at the bottom of the conference. So I think the two conferences are very close. In fact, I gave the Big Ten the edge last year.
Is there a team that's had a lot of transfers that is a big name that you might be worried about?
You know, one team that I am a little concerned about right now would be South Carolina in the fact that they have a tough schedule, and that's the reason I picked them 10th, and they lose a lot off their defensive front seven. But overall, I think a lot of teams that have a lot of transfers are going to struggle this year, and I think the homegrown teams, the teams that bring in freshmen, they're now seniors and use the portal, but not to an extreme. I think those teams are going to have success. And look at last year, like Clemson in the ACC, they won the title there. Iowa State was playing in the Big Ten, Big 12 title game. Nobody expected big years out of Army and Navy last year. Two teams that do not use the portal, and they both had phenomenal years last season. So I think we're going to see more of the homegrown teams. And, you know, like when I talked to Coach Ferentz of Iowa, he's leaning to doing more of the, you know, we're going to develop players, bring them in as freshmen. We're not going to be using the portal overall. And I think we're going to see that trend start to happen in college football.
Year three of Deion Sanders, he's lost his Travis Hunter. He's lost his, obviously, his sons.
Jimmy Horn Jr.
What do you make of this season? Is Colorado going to fall backwards, or are we going to get a surprise out of Prime and his team?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for them to get near last year's nine-win total. Remember, they were contending for the Big 12 title at the end of the season prior to that upset loss to Kansas. New quarterback coming in. Caden Salter struggled at Liberty last year. It wasn't the same, but if he plays like he did in 23, they'll be okay there. They say the offensive line is upgraded this year. They did bring in a ton of transfers, but they are one of those transfer portal teams. Now, Coach Sanders feels that they have a better overall team. They just lost their star players. I think that they slip back. I've got them going towards the bottom of the Big 12 this year, and I've got seven teams in the Big 12 that I consider a Big 12 title contender. Colorado's not one of them. I've got Baylor, Utah, Iowa State, Arizona State, Kansas State, Texas Tech, and TCU. I think are your seven title contenders in the Big 12.
All right, Phil, my final one comes to the MAC because I don't know why I'm the one who has to ask it since Lima does the games. But who do you have coming out of the Mid-American Conference?
I'm really bullish on Toledo this year. You know, last year Toledo had an inexperienced team, and yet they went into Mississippi State. And here's the thing, when I talked to Mississippi State's coaches, they talked about the fact that Toledo dominated them at the line of scrimmage, and they had to get bigger, stronger, faster on the line because of what Toledo did to them. And now Toledo's a more experienced team. They come back with number 25 on my experience chart after being number 110 last year. I like Tucker Gleason at quarterback. You know, you look at the receiving core with Van Xander Ross and Crosby. The running backs, Chip Traynham, I think, could be a big fish here in the MAC this year, and along with Kenji Christian. I like the running back core. The offensive line's a veteran group. Keep your eyes on Toledo. In fact, Toledo is a playoff contender. If they can go into Kentucky and get that win in the opener, I've got them favored in all the rest of their games this year. They could actually be a contender to make the playoff.
Where can people get the magazine?
It's only available at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. Those are the only two brick-and-mortar stores. And get them before they're completely sold out. 360 pages, like getting 136 media guides rolled into one. And it, you can also order it online at philsteele.com. So Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or philsteele.com.
Did Sherrod Moore return your call, or was he suspended at the time?
Okay.
You know, only 10 coaches, believe it or not, Ohio State and Michigan were two of the teams that I did not talk to this year. Now, there's a lot of – sometimes when you're trying to cram in 136 coaches into the month of May and spilled into the next month, the logistics don't work out, but I did not talk to either of those two schools this year.
Phil, thank you so much for the time. Everybody go pick up the magazine. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend. All the best.
Hey, a lot of fun talking football with you guys this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Phil Steele joining us from the Phil Steele College Football Preview, a magazine that I've had now for a decade. I get it every year.
A new one. The old pages are sticky. I'm disgusted by the fact that those two coaches did not return the phone calls of Phil Steele. Ridiculous. Ohio State, get your act together. Michigan, I expect it.
He might have been dying his beard. Phil Steele's not going to sit there and ask about all the cheating stuff.
I think he just wants to talk some football, talk some pigskin.
Probably couldn't call Kent State's coach. Probably didn't know who that was.
I'm talking to Kent State's coach today.
Whoa!
Will they get off the schneid? St.
You're calling Josh Cribbs?
It was not Josh Cribbs.
Oh, you're calling Jack Lambert?
Again.
You're calling Nick Saban?
Please.
You're calling Antonio Gates?
Why? Keep going.
You're calling Julian Edelman?
I was waiting. There are a couple
You're
Steelers.
You're calling Jim Christian?
All right, what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ask it. That's not even.
You're calling Andy Baskin?
All right, so I might get a lot of information. Kent State hasn't won.
Bud, you should probably know what you're talking about.
Kent State has not won a Power 5 game since 2022, I believe. And they have a new interim coach this year, St. Ed's grad.
You're calling Arsenio Hall? Right, you're calling on. James Harrison?
Not doing this.
You're calling Joe Walsh?
I guess we're doing this.
You're calling Drew Carey? You're calling Thurman Munson? You're calling Chrissy Hine? You're calling Dolph Ziggler?
Chrissy Hine.
You're calling John Caparulo? You're calling Michael Keaton? You're calling Connie Schultz? You're calling David Sedaris? All right, that's it. That's all I got.
Intellectual and a kind of a comedian.
David Sedaris?
Oh, come on, David Sedaris is funny. Don't be like that.
I've read a lot of his books.
I don't know. I just said it when I Googled it. Yeah. So maybe he's there, maybe he's not. I don't know. It's Google. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong.
This Guardian season has been about a faction of the fan base that has gotten to win some arguments they haven't won in a long time about the state of affairs. And this was one of them. Like, Carlos Santana was blocking, you know, younger players. And what was the point of that?
One of these days coming up soon, you're going to have your day with some of these fans out there. I'm going to let them yell at you.
Well, they win.
That's going to happen.
They win this year.
That's going to happen.
They finally got it right.
No, I'm going to let
Guardians yell at
you.
Finally had a bad year.
No, I ain't going. Well, fine. We're going to have it out.
So they win this year.
No, because you told them
all. They lost the last 12 years.
You told them all that they were idiots. You told them all that they were bad sports fans and bad baseball fans.
They were.
So now you're going to have to sit there and answer for it for the owner that you defend. So you're going to have to answer for it, Anthony Dolan.
I don't think I've ever once defended
you. Go ahead and fight it out.
I think I've said I wish, you know, he would have sold the team 13 years ago. I don't think I've defended him. Okay. I think I've,
we'll
but you know what?
Out.
Every time we get into it, I'll just say my argument is about baseball, and baseball has completely turned me off in so many ways. And fortunately, the Guardians have had so many good seasons. They've kept me invested when I think, had I been a fan in another city of a team's operating in a similar manner, but just not as smartly.
And I'm still watching.
I would have been completely out
I'm
of baseball.
I'm still watching them. So I still watched last night, but hey, how do I define Carlos Santana's career here? Because I said a great, and you went a great, or no, I said a legend, and then you
legendary
questioned legend.
Career, you said, yeah.
Then I said great, and then I said one of the better Guardians of the last 20 years. And it's like, boy, Ken, you really fell off the ledge down there to put him where it's at. Like, where is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, because
where is Carlos?
Because when I think legendary, I think obviously my mind goes right to Albert Bell, Kenny Lofton, Jim Thome, Omar. Those names I rattle off with legendary for me. For okay. me,
if you were a jersey guy, you'd be buying those jerseys, right?
Yes.
And wearing them in.
Yes.
Are you buying a Carlos Santana
no.
jersey after the?
You know, no.
If you got to give away one, you're going to wear that in.
It's
good enough to at least represent yourself
mm-hmm.
in a Cleveland jersey with Carlos Santana, but I'm not going out of my way to
and again,
find one.
11 seasons, his third go around, and this is an incredible number. He was just 28 games shy of Omar Vizquel. Carlos Santana, 1,450 games throughout his career. That's more than Jim Thome. That's more than Kenny Lofton.
Did Vizquel order the code red?
Right, yeah. I mean, he was getting close to him. So it is incredible to think about how many games. You know, obviously baseball, it's 162. It goes without saying that you see these guys, you're more involved with them on literally a daily basis than you are with the other sports. But man, that is a lot of your Cleveland sports life seeing one dude in a uniform.
He was with us in the World Series, though.
Yeah.
He played in the World Series.
He caught the final out of the ALCS game.
So he's a major figure.
Yeah, it wasn't like he had a bunch of irrelevant seasons. Like Brooks Jacoby. Okay, he's up there. He's on the list.
You leave Brooke
alone. He's 17th.
You leave Brooke alone.
Yeah. Brooke Jacoby.
First autograph I ever had.
Brooke Jacoby, 1,240 games. He's right behind Kenny Lofton.
ESPN, they had a conversation earlier today on Get Up about Arch Manning and how the height. This is a strong opinion here by Jordan Rodgers via ESPN. Arch Manning, apparently, the hype doesn't match the tape.
The hype doesn't match the tape. There are good things, and there are some good things, but the hype or the tape to me doesn't tell you got a first round draft pick or a top 10 or a number one overall draft pick or a Heisman hopeful. I think he's going to go into Ohio State and he's going to struggle because he hasn't played anybody. The last time we saw him against a really good defense was Georgia, and he looked out of place, right? He looked really good against UTSA, Louisiana Monroe, and Mississippi State, the worst defense in the SEC. I think there's still a lot for him to grow and a lot we need to see.
I got that mixed up. I thought I said Louisiana Tech earlier. There's no way the hype can match the tape. He's not been in tight situations. And this is where Ohio State, I think, has a very decent advantage here. Now, Julian Sain hasn't been in these situations. Julian Sain is playing at home, though. College football, I do think, does have a home field advantage of some degree, where you have 100,000 people that are very, very angry, that are against you. You're young. I know that he comes from a family of pressure. He comes from a family that has dealt with pressure. He comes from a family that has expectations for him, and so there's a lot of pressure. But you're not 100,000 people screaming in your face pressure. In the opening game to start your season, it is what to a lot of people say it's supposed to be. I don't think Jordan Rodgers is a kook for saying that whatsoever. I think he's right, because how on earth could the hype match the tape? You're playing against teams that aren't that great, and predominantly. The team that you played that had a good defense, yes, you did struggle against when you were playing against Georgia. That goes without saying. So to go against Ohio State, I don't know how the tape could match the hype. And plus, look at the hype. Look at the hype. Well, number one with a bullet, if he comes out, to a lot of people, if he were to come out today and go, you know what, I'm after the season, I'm coming out in the draft. How many people would line up and say he's the number one pick going into next year? Everybody would. How on earth could the tape, the play, match the hype with him? It's impossible.
It's impossible.
As Phil just said with us, Phil Steele, he's got to throw for like 66 touchdowns and 2 interceptions this year for him to be able to match the hype.
Well, and this is not like, you talked about this a lot in the podcast yesterday, so people should check that out, Emerging Podcast Scene on the Odyssey app. This is not a freshman that is like a freshman that's just showing up and boom, you were at spring
thrust
practice and now you're thrust into it like Bryce Underwood is going to be, especially when he goes to Norman in a few weeks. In this situation, this is a guy who's been on campus for 3 years, meticulously, you know, what his recruitment, it was not your traditional recruitment of a big 5-star no-brainer supposed to be first round lock of a quarterback. He was very selective. He went off of social media, him and his family. They went under careful consideration and they tried to do this the right way. This was tough to even get a hold of them at times. And believe me, they tried to use, you know, Sark's demons against him. I've been hearing the stories like crazy over the last week. I'm trying to think, though, of a young quarterback going into the shoe. Was it Matt Barkley? Was he a freshman with USC in 2009?
Not sure.
When he
not
orchestrated sure. a come-from-behind victory. It is a tough thing to do. And I would say the same thing if it was us going out there to Memorial Stadium. Like, whatever. It is really tough for a first-time player to have to go into that. I think Phil Steele brought that up. Yeah, it was. It was 2000. I remember that game.
It'd be very difficult.
Terrell Pryor was 11-25.
I will still take Ohio State in that game. And if I'm saying that, you know that's not being a homer right there. By the way, the poll that we have right now, still 22 hours left to vote. It has climbed somehow. 89.6% say no to being open to Deshaun Watson starting another game for the Browns this season. We're at almost 90%. There's a lot of votes on this, too. This isn't like there's like 4 people who voted and that's it. Like, this is... There's a lot of votes. It's a lot of votes. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today.
What happened to Ohio State's wide receiving core back then? Devere Posey and Dane Sonsenbacher.
It's a different time.
Were the leading receivers for that Jim Tressel coach team.
Yeah, that's a different time.
Are things falling off there towards the end?
I don't know if they were falling off.
I mean, compare that to the wide receivers they're getting now.
You weren't a... I mean, they got Santonio Holmes from... Florida. It just wasn't the same animal that it was with Urban Meyer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.